Handyman, Sexy Erotica by Marianne Sophia Wise. Narrated by Christina May. I was working on an oil rig in the North Sea. I had half finished a degree at university and several unskilled labour jobs behind me, but this was where I wanted to be. Close to the perpetual movement of the ocean, its scent, sound, and force. Close to the danger associated with the job, and the tenacity and caution that had to be displayed both on and off the clock. Close to the very decent salary they offered. We worked in 12-hour shifts every day for 2 weeks, and then flew to the shore for a 3-week vacation. I didn't have any family then, so when I came ashore, I went wild. With my friends and bachelor co-workers, I would talk, yell, laugh, drink, and cause mischief. I had some female friends whom I'd visit as well. We met at night, where the language of our bodies, our words, and our feelings became one, leading us through worlds of savagery and tenderness. At dawn, we would go our separate ways. That's how I was back then. One night, one woman. Keeping it simple. But despite the brevity of these meetings, they never quite left me. They remained inside me and came back in glimpses of memory when I went to the oil rig. I treasured those glimpses. After a bit of vacation, I tended to feel like seeing some landscapes. Forests, fields, meadows, streams, valleys and hills. After 2 weeks of being in close quarters with my co-workers, I needed space around me, and I was fascinated by the thought that I might be kilometres away from the nearest person. I drove around the countryside, looking for the empty spaces. It gave me a dizzying feeling of freedom, and it reminded me of the abyss of water that lays underneath an oil rig. One day, when I was out driving, something inside me burst and time disappeared. The car ate up the kilometres and brought me further and further south. Trees, rivers, poppies, fields and clouds drifted by. In a zombie-like state, I went along until I reached a fashionable holiday town. Large white mansions, expensive cars and well-groomed people. I parked, patted the car as if to say thank you, and sauntered around the town. Initially, I enjoyed stretching my legs and looking around, but after a while, I felt more and more outlandish to everything I saw. I found a cafe in the town square and went inside. I had only just placed my order when I saw a person outside, the like of which I had never seen before. It was a beggar. He was sitting on the steps outside the church with a small bowl in front of him. His clothes looked clean, his body was trim, but his face and head...